down on the 19th, 19th of August, and the 20th of November, let's say the 21st of Tish Betzora. So what do they say in respect to the situation that is mentioned by the Ach as the case where Rav Shmuel Achelik? So they say, I mean, this is what the other Poskim say, that according to the Rishonim, who do not explain Machlokes Rav Shmuel that way, so mainly they hold that in the case mentioned by the Rach, everybody agrees that she establishes the Beset, even Shmuel. That's why in the case where she established the Beset of Sin Dam, on the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, so the Mechava mentioned to Rishonim, because there is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether it passed like Rav or passed like Shmuel. But in the case of that is mentioned, of was of Lu Pomin, Gimu Chadoshim, and Dilu, he doesn't mention to Rishonim, because since we don't pass him like Rashi's Pshat in the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, so may only say that according to all the other Rishonim, so this kind of a case, even Shmuel will agree that she establishes it. Alright? And not only three, even in 2 month period. Suppose the woman had the Rias down on the 15th of Nisan and the 16th of Iyar, and then again on the 15th of Sivan and the 16th of Tammuz, and then again on the 15th of Av and the 16th of Elul. So according to all the Rishonim, other than the Rav, she also establishes a Beset. According to everybody, come to Rav and they come to Shmuel. Why? So v'echad b'nisan, v'echad b'sivan, v'echad b'av, kol lo beset v'shchem shnei dilugim. So in other words, suppose she skips one month. So every other month. So if she saw it that way 3 times, so she established a Beset for one. Abu Wa so Bakh Bis, Bakh Biya, Ubah Bitamus, Ubah Bisibon Lula, so we come to Messi. Lula said this won't be Nisan. It is what Biya, it has been Sibian. We call the Messi, Kim Shesir, the Hidash Vishnu, was in the Hedabi. Deal the Palmachas, we stein the Hedges for Dil. Our Bishop Hesheshes, the Shalvestes, the Palmachas, and the Hesheshes, the Vesta Dil, that's the end. Vesta Silu, the Ria Vishay, and Amir, the Rah, the other Bishop Hikom, he said. אלו שנרשש בסטו, מתחיל לו משום לדילוק שנחשש אצלו מרשם של חידי עשור. תראה, שבוע עשור ורש חידש ניסה, חידשש אצלו רש חידש שיהיה. ואם ירוע עשור עד רש חידש סיבן, so, חידשש אצלו רש חידש תמוס עשור. ואם ירוע עשור, why? Because, אם רש חידש סיבן, שיסור, so ממילא תסתם נשאסי בסד, שיהיה לי קבוע. ויגורו עשו ברשכי נסתמוס, אם חשש לא ברשכי נשאוף, אף עוד איש מאפור את משחדו שתגן אף לא ברשינו, מפני שאפצו בזכים של השם, ובדיקו את זכים של איש, ובדיקו את זכים של השליש, יאז כל הסמסך, זה חשש לא ברשכי נשאסו בו פרו יזה. But if we time she saw, she alternated, and she saw on the first of every other month, so then she established she's best for war. But until she established she's the best for war, of alternating, of seeing down on the first of the month, every other month, so then she does not have to participate again for the same reason. As we don't say in the Gata Yveset Bidilu that Yveset Shinikubu Ashes to Bechisheshes, because that's not the usual thing. So only if she establishes, then she has to Bechisheshes. Yeah, until she establishes it, for 3 times, she doesn't have to Bechisheshes. אין לו מי שגיבס לו בסד, אף לא בעשו שוי 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 לזה אחזה, אבל כאילו כולו מן האחז, וגיעים לו דולאיו, ואם הוא עשו שוי שבון מיליאים, אבל הוא דולאיו, שוי שבון דולאיו, ובכלייהם, חישה שביעים לו דולאיו, ופרשה שם בסד בבישי, ופרשה שהשאים לי שהוא האחר, ואם הוא עשו פעמיים בי, פעמיים ביעים ופעמיים דולאיו, שלא לעשי דעה, ומכל בעי אחד מהם יגידו פעמים, אוי שתראו לישי לביעים, ויגידו האחרים את דולאיו, אוי לישי לדולאיו, ויגידו האחרים את ביעים, אין שורש בזה ושורש בזה, חיששס, לאחרים הדובה. נעמיד בקייס שתראו לשם הביאים, בגלל האחרים את דולאיו. סוד ומילא, שאומס בחיששס, או דולאיו. בקורס, בחישים הביאים, לא זו הדולק. Now, where in the case where she saw Bishayim of Elayla by Bilachim B.A., she only has to be Sheshes B.A., because that she has to be Sheshes B.A., and Elayla was about the neck. שום יש בזה ושום יש בזה, so against which is lacking the bar. Why? Because even though it was Shomish B'yei, but then the one she saw the dam, Shomish B'layla. So she had three rias, three deviations. That was a carrier, the Beset Kavua of the Shomish that she saw in the night time. So maybe it's only the Shesh is lacking the bar. Now, here the Rambo starts mentioning all the halachas that we just saw, the two mentions. ומי שושרו עשור, חישש עשרים בסת אחיל של הפלוגה, עד שתקווה בסת אחיל יש בגמו קומי, או היא בסת הפלוגה בדל קום, או היא שתאה כרח הזה. קיצה, רו עשור ביחד בניס, וחוק בי, חישש עשרה אחיל ביהיה. Because maybe, תראי לי אנחנו בניס, מה, the beginning of the establishment of the best of what, and the first of the month. רו עשור ביחד ביהיה, או לא יו עשור ביהיה, because the motion of the Torah is lo yivasa be'achol b'yeh, so chishesh es lo'tez b'yeh. So the Bais Yosef says the implication being that if it's lo'aso be'achol b'yeh, so she's not chishesh lo'tez b'yeh. This is what Bais Yosef says, but the Rambam says no, lo'aso be'achol b'yeh, mifro'aso be'achol b'yeh. So it's still chishesh lo'tez b'yeh, she'ud yom chof, me'yasim chof, she'lo'aso. But the question is, I mean, that's the question that is raised by the Mishloset and by the Baf, by the Kishe, by the Shach. How can she be Chishesh with Tezbiyah? But, what is real Tezbiyah? 20th day is of the 20th of Nisan. But she had the Rias Dam on the first of Iyah. So it will not be a Rias Haflogi of the 20th day. So the answer is, the Shita Ramon is, since we are Chishesh here, that perhaps this woman is beginning to establish two separate vessels for Buah. One vessel for Buah that is based upon a certain day in the month, the first of the month, and another separate vessel for Buah that is stole in the 20th day of the Kishin. So Mele, perhaps she'll see that on the 9th. And that is on the 9th will be the 20th as of the 20th of this. 20th of this. And even though it will only be the 12th as of the first of here, but suppose, this is the oneness of Rabbah. Suppose in four years she had like that. In other words, if she had the years down on the first of this, the 20th of this, the 20th of this, and the 9th of the year, on the 9th of the year, and then on the 28th of the year. 28th of the year. And in addition, she had a Rias Dam on the 1st of Nisan, on the 1st of the year, and on the 1st of Sivan. So then, the Rambam assumes that she will establish not only a Beset Kavua on the 1st of the month, she'll establish a Beset Kavua and Beset Kavua of every 20th day. Even though in the 4 years, the first of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan, the 9th of the year, 9th of the year and the 28th of the year. So the day of the 9th of the year is not the 20th day of the rest preceding the year, because the rest day preceding the year and the 9th of the year was the first of the year. So it's not a flogi. It doesn't represent a flogi of 20 days. It represents a flogi of 12 days of it. Still, but she established such a Beset in such a cycle. So melee, she'll have the Beset Kavua of a Beset Achidesh every first of the month because of the year on the first of this, the first of the year, first of Sivan. And every 20th of the month, because of the 4 years, of the 4 years of the first and the 20th and the 9th and the 28th. So the male, so in such a case, so this is the oneness. This is the oneness of the Rambam and of the Taz. The Taz agrees with that. So the male, since in case she established, she had 4 years in that order, of the first and the 20th and the 9th and the 28th. So we shall establish a Beset Kavua, a Beset Achlogi Kavua of every 20th, a long week, and if I say Tachin Shavua of every first of the month, so even before she has 4 years, so even while she only had 2 years, we have to be chishish, maybe she's happy with the Dalash. The Prisha says, the Prisha agrees with the Bess Yosef, and the Prisha says, in the case that is mentioned by the Taz, not the Prisha, not before the Taz, but the Prisha discussed it. So he says, in the case that is mentioned by the Taz, where she saw down on the first of this, the 20th, the first of year, the 9th of year, the 9th of year, the 28th of year, and the first of season, so then he agrees that she will have a vessel of war, not only of every first of the month, but every 20th day. And even though one of the 4 years that give rise to the vessel of war, Aflogi, was not the 20th, did not represent the Aflogi of 20 days, but represented a Aflogi of 9 days, still, in view of the fact that she followed that order of one succeeding year being removed 20 days from the preceding year, so we ignore the year on the first of the month of year, because we say the first of the month of year was in conformity to the Vestachidesh. It takes place because of a disposition to see down on the first of the month, so it's not a year. That flow of Kofye. That's only the preacher says if she had 4 years in that order. But until she has 4 years in that order, we should anticipate maybe she's having the marriage. Maybe she's having the marriage. This is the preacher. The Shach says, even in the case where she saw down on the first of Nisi, the 20th of Nisi, the 9th of the year, and the 28th of the year, and the first of Sivan, she'll only have a vessel of war for Chedesh, but not a Machlok. Why not a Machlok? Because in order to, the Shach is very stubborn, Shach. In order to, by definition, a vessel of war, you must have 4 years, each succeeding year is removed to a certain Machlok, a uniform Machlok, from the preceding year. But if one year is not removed, the same Machloge, as the other years are removed from their preceding years, so they become the best Machloge. Now here, when you have a year is down on the first of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan, the first of year, the first of year, the 9th of year, the 28th of year, and the first of Sivan, so the year that took place on the 9th, the year that took place on the 9th of year, did not represent the Achlog of Chofyei. That's also Chidesh. In other words, that was of the test year, or where was. So Chisheshes re-eskin b'liya, Shem of Kovalo, Veset, Chof v'Chidesh. Now you see, the Bess Yosef is Chilgamet. Is Chilgamet. According to Bess Yosef, so if she saw down on the first of Nisan, and on the 20th of Nisan, and then she saw down, on Tes Biniya, and then she saw down on Tes Biniya, and she also saw down, and she saw down on the, if she saw on the first of Nisan and the 20th of Nisan, and then she saw down on Tes Biniya, so then according to Bess Yosef, she was not at the Chisheshes on the 20th of Nisan. Why? Because the Rabbo says yes. Why? Because maybe the 20th of Nisan represented the beginning of the establishment of the Vesed Achimish on the 20th of Nisan. When she first saw down on the first of Nisan, So then we anticipated the possibility, maybe this marks the beginning of cultivating the Besser HaKadosh and the person. But then she saw again on the 20th of Nisan, and she saw again on the 20th of Nisan, and then she did not see on the first of Iyar, but she saw on Tesbih. She saw on Tesbih here. So then the Bais Yosef says she has to be Chesheshes on the 28th of Iyar, but not on the 20th of Iyar. She doesn't have to be Chesheshes. The Ramo says no, she has to be Chesheshes on Chok B'Iyar too. Why does she have to be Chesheshes on Chok B'Iyar? From the point of view of a possible Veset HaFlogia of every 20th day, so Chok B'Iyar, since she saw on Chok B'Iyar is not the 20th verse of the 9th of Iyar. So why does Ramo say that she has to be Chesheshes on the 20th of Iyar? Because we are Chesheshes. At the beginning, at the very outset, when she saw down in the first of Nisan, we anticipated maybe this year, the first of Nisan, marks the beginning of her Iyar's down every first of Iyar. Every first of Iyar. Now, but then, on the first of Iyar, she didn't have any Iyar's down. So, this message to the Gemara of seeing down on the first of the month was Nekah. But since she saw down on the 20th of this, even though afterwards she saw down on the 9th of Iyar, so according to the Rambo, there are two alternatives, two possibilities. The Iyar's down on the 20th of Nisan might mark the beginning of the cultivation of the Iyar's HaFlogia every 20th day, and that's the reason as to why she saw down on the 20th of Nisan after seeing down on the first of Nisan. Oh, no, maybe she's not heading towards the cultivation of the Besset HaFlogia of seeing down every 20th day. Maybe she's now heading towards the cultivation of the Besset HaFlogia of every 20th of the month. Of every 20th of the month. And the reason is why she had her ears down 20 days as of the first of this. That's a coincidence. But in reality, she is heading towards the cultivation of the Besset HaFlogia on the 20th. That's the Shita of Rambo. The Bais Yosef Shita is not like that. The Bais Yosef Shita is true that whenever we have one ears down on a certain day of the month, we anticipate the possibility. Maybe she's heading towards the cultivation of the Iyar's down on the day of the month, all the time. But in this case, when she saw down on the first of and then on the 20th of, then on the first of the year she didn't see it down. Then on the 9th of the year she didn't see it down. So it's more likely that she is heading towards the cultivation of a Besset HaFlogia every 20th day, then towards the cultivation of the Besset HaChidesh every 20th of the month. Why? Because she saw down on the first of this, and then on the 20th of this. If she is heading towards, it seems more likely. I mean, we cannot predict with certainty, but this prediction seems more likely. Why? Because if she is heading towards the cultivation of the Besset HaFlogia every 20th day of the preceding year, so you understand, so then we can explain the Riyah on the first of Nisan, and the Riyah on the 20th of Nisan, and the Riyah on the 9th of Iyar. It all follows up in a certain pattern. But if we are going to assume that she is really heading towards a cultivation of the Besset HaFlogia on the 20th of each month, so we can understand why she saw down on the 20th of this. But why did she see down on the first of this? Why did she see down on the first of this? So then we have to say, if we assume that she is heading toward the cultivation of the Besset HaFlogia every 20th of the month, so then we have to say that the Iyar's down that took place on the first of this was just a coincidence. So it's more reasonable to assume that all the years that she saw took place in a certain pattern, rather that one of the years was just a coincidence and did not take place within a certain pattern. That's the longest of the Bais Yosef. But it's going to come up until she establishes the best of the world. So we have to anticipate all possibilities. Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Shouldn't the angel of herself, but let's say she's on top, and then she sees the coming on Rosh Chodesh. But she saw Rosh Chodesh, and then she sees Chodesh, and then she sees Rosh Chodesh. So maybe we should call her.
One second. She saw down on the first of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan. On the first of Iyar, she saw that.
She saw it again.
On the first of Iyar also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then maybe we should call her, said she's making up. She's getting a best of a flogger from the car.
I'll tell you. It's not going to come off. It's not going to come off. Until she establishes the best of the world. This is what I'm always saying there. The moment she establishes the best of the world, the flogger, so then she goes not to the Cheshish for the best of the Cheshish of any day in the month. Unless she also establishes a vessel of out of the 7 day month, along with the rest of the world. But, so the moment she establishes a vessel of out of the and she did not establish a vessel of out of a certain day in the month, she does not have to be
Chesh.
Nevertheless,
according to Rosh, shouldn't she have to be Chesh on the 12th of year also? Because from Chav Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh to Iyar, so it's 11 days. Then she should have to be Chesh 11 days later. Maybe she's making a best of
כיצד פרסו בסבור בניסנח את זה כבר ביהיה רואים מה עשו בסבור ביהיה ונחשש לו דזיין בו רואה עשו דזיין בו יחשש לו דזיין בניסיבן ונחשש לו דזיין בו רואה עשו דזיין בו יחשש לו דזיין בתעמלוס ונחשש לו לחזבן so in other words we are not חשש for וסת שאין קבוע בדיוק we are only חשש for וסת שאין קבוע בשוק not בדיוק because we didn't keep selling with an angry shop in Amman so if she establishes it for a chazoke fine But until she establishes a chazoke, we're not chishing. What is it has become us for the blessed theology? We may achilish the chisheshes, we may tes, the chisheshes and the tes yo. We think there is a, we are flogging the theology. Can you feel it from here? Rati sheini, we may achilish of the year. If you, chidish, of the book, chidish of the כמו של נסבל, אני נתון איפה פסקו להיפה הוא עשו את הסבוד בניס והמשיכו ולא סוד על הדיומים הוא עשו את הסבוד בניס והמשיכו ולא סוד על הדיומים ובין את הזין בי הוא עשו והמשיכו ולא סוד גימו יומים ואני אומר, צפו הוא שאת The mission we had started on the 15th of Nisan, and it lasted. She had Shiloh Shifas. So it lasted for several days. So it lasted through the Tzvot, the Zayim B'Nisan, the Zayim B'Nisan, Yudches B'Nisan, Yudches B'Nisan. Uvyein the Zayim B'Yir Oaso, V'imshicho V'yoso V'yomi. And then, in the next month, so the initiation of the Riyah began one day later. And desire, but it also lasted. So for 3 months, we received me still years with desire. So in other words, so that means that and desire, so in 3 months, and desire in this she saw that as a hemshah of a rear that's of a flow that started on this hall, and that Yudayim B'Yir, she had to be a star, as a hemshech of the flow that started on Yudayim B'Yir. And on Yudayim B'Sivri, she saw down because of the year that started on Yudayim B'Sivri. So that means on Yudayim B'Sivri, she saw down in 3 successive months. So there is a shite, Yen Shemrin, שחיששס ריטיל קונגרסית צ'ובה שהרישיות של דיבר הסבירו פה מזיין החידש Now that is told we had we saw there is a מחלקת between the Raibet and the Balamoya If a woman we see it with Pidalo We see it with Pidalo Tzivo Invested Nisha Beis and Dibu Yomi ששיפרסו מזלכס, הם הצליחו בפריס אלוהינו או בשביל שלו הלכס, לכים שעות ראינו, אבל הוא לא עשו מטנס. So we passed here, in the other room, so where there is a machoikas between the Raimet and the Baramoya, so we should know passes like the Raimet. But in this machoikas, there is a machoikas also between the Raimet and the Baramoya, and the should know passes like the Baramoya. According to the Raimet, if she had the Beset, if she had the Beset of Beis and Kimu Yomi, she passed with Alephes, so she has to observe to the Shekhes all the days of the continuous Rizda. Continuous Rizda. In other words, according to the Raya. According to the Raya. If she has a message, let's say, in Nisi, that starts on the 15th of Nisi and rests, she passes from the 15th to the 17th. And then in year, from the 15th to the 17th. And then in Sin, from the 15th to the 17th. So then according to Raya, in Tammuz, she's a sort of dialogue, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, even though in Tammuz she didn't see any dam on the 15th, she didn't see any dam on the 16th, but she's a sort of dialogue on the 17th. The Baramoya, she thinks, no. She's only Kibas HaBeset on the day of the initiation of the flow, but not the days where the flow continues, and we pass it like the Baramoya. So the first motion in the Ramoy is in accordance with the Shita of the Raya. To the Rambam, that's about the shite of the Raya. But the Yishen and Yishen come back to the Klal. The Hilchim Tomi, the Hatfila Sabiye, the Chaynike. Why? Because the Mechaber also passed it. Also passed it. So the Torah that mentions the shite, because the Torah agrees with the shite of the Raya. But since we passed it, since we could be done with the shite of the Malamoya, so maybe it's the Chaynike. That she doesn't establish a Beset on the 17th, even though in three successive months she saw down on the 17th of the month. Right. Now, let's see. I mean, we'll go over the other tasks also, but this is very important. It's a small task, Sifri Zayin. So what happened here? In other words, what are some of the things in the Chobbe? Chesheshes Leachot B'Yiyah Amik Nereshchei Nishnis. Poshut, Shegam Kan Chesheshes Gam Liyoy Alev Nereshchei Nishiyah Shehu Yim Shlishi Minori. So what is Ramose? Ramose is if she saw down the other missing, if she saw down the other missing, then I'm going to get what missing. So the first of the year was the second day of the Shredish year, because the Shredish year is 2 days for Shredish. Missing is a month. So, the first of the year, the second day of the Shredish year, the second day of the Shredish year, so she's a soul buyer because of the Shredish missing, because of the message in Kuvua of the first of the month. So the task is, Moshe Chegam Kam, Chisheshes Dam, Limalot Reshkeshi. Ramo doesn't say, how about the first day? The first of Bia is the second day of Reshkeshi. But how about the first day of Reshkeshi, the 30th of Nisi? The 30th of Nisi? Because whenever you have 2 days Reshkeshi, so the first day of Reshkeshi of the incoming month is really the 30th day of the Aruchon. And the second day of Reshkeshi of the incoming month is the first day of the income. So, the Ramon only says, if she saw down on the first of Nisan, and the 20th of Nisan, so on the first of the year, which is really the 31st as of the first of Nisan, the first of the year, the second of Shredish year. So, she's a solo baron. How about the first day of Shredish year, which is the 30th of Nisan? The Ramon doesn't say anything about it. So the Taz says, she's a solo baron on the first day of Shredish year also. The 30th of Nisan. Poshu Chikam Kam Kishesis, Gam Yimala the Reshreshia, Shu Yim Shreshi Novia, the Reshreshi Sink is Tam in the Bailis, the Shaim of Esa Kapua, with the Shikosu the Sifu Bailis, the Hibu Shu Poshu in Tolu the Poshu. So he says, I mean, Tipella, on the Taz. I mean, Rabbi Greya, all right, I mean, the Taz is not so difficult, but to comment it on the Poshu, when The slave is the other way around. That's right. So he says, this is the proportion. That if a woman sat down on the first of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan, so the Gemara says she's asur b'ayo on the first of Iyar, with the second day of Shemeshi. Because the 31st is of the first of Nisan. So the Gemara says the proportion that not only the second day of Shemeshi, which is the first of Iyar, is she asur b'ayo, but the first day of Shemeshi, which is the 30th of Nisan, she is certainly asur b'ayo. Why? Because of the Iyar. Now, that's, so, first of all, that's the task of Shikosi. The task is, that a woman who has a Vesa Cheney from Rua, so she has to observe two Aynis. The Aynis, which according to the task is always the 30th day as of the preceding year. The 30th day as of the preceding year. And also the Vesa Chedesh. Now, Vesa Chedesh, sometimes, 6 months in the year. So it happens to be on the 30th, and 6 months in the year, sometimes more than 6 months, sometimes 7 months, it happens to be the 31st. So in other words, have approximately six times in the year the inabilities coincide with the Vesla Chedesh. But approximately six times in the year it doesn't coincide. It doesn't coincide. Now, in this case, it does not coincide because Nisan is immoral. So if she saw down on the first of Nisan, so maybe the 30th of Nisan, which is the first day of the Shemesh year, is the Inabilis, but it's not the Vesel HaChidesh. Because Vesel HaChidesh means the same day in the month. So, and since Nisan is immoral, so the first day of the Shemesh is not the first of the year. The second day of Shemesh is the first of the year. So maybe in this case, so it doesn't coincide. Approximately six times a year, 6 months a year, it coincides. And approximately 6 months a year, it does not coincide. So here she has to observe, so according to the Taz, a woman who has the best chin of Gua has to observe the Inabinis, which is always the 30th, regardless whether it's in Moribor or Hosea. And the Vestachidesh. The Vestachidesh sometimes coincides with the Inabinis. Sometimes it doesn't coincide. It all depends. If the outgoing month is a Hosea, so then it coincides. If the outgoing month is a Mole, it doesn't coincide. So that's the Tashi. The Shach in Siframet. So he says, first he mentions Kamarayis, the Shabbos, the thing of Benis is not the 30th, but in the Benis is the 31st. Because when Rishayim say, Yemishleishim, they mean when the Yemishleishim has expired, when 30 days have expired. So in other words, it has to be the 31st day in order for the Yemishleishim to expire. And the Yemishleishim itself, so the Yemishleishim has not expired as it. So he mentions Kamo Vikamarayis. That Imo Benis is the 31st day, not the 30th day. One of the strongest ayahs is the fact that the mother says, Babi Uberes Bilekes, that Gimulainis have to elapse without doubt. And what is called Gimulainis? So the Rishayim say 90 days. So if we say, why is it called Gimel Einayis? Gimel Einayis, in other words, three times Einayis. So if we say that Einayis means the 31st day, in other words, Einayis means after 30 days have expired, not the third, when the 30th day begins, but when the 30th day has already expired, so then we understand it's Gimel Einayis, Einayis is 90 days. But if the Inabinis is on the 30th day, so in other words, so when you count three Inabinis, so it should be 88 days, not 90 days. That's one of his eyes. Anyway, so the Shach, first of all, is Masikan Taz, as why the Taz says that the Inabinis is on the 30th. In other words, so the Taz says, if she had been on the first of Nisan, so she's Asuo, So the Taz says, she's a son of Yubayu on the first day of Rish Chedesh because of the babies. And then on the Vesta Chedesh, on the second day of Rish Chedesh year, she's a son because of the Vesta Chedesh. So the Shachs, she did it. No, the second day of Rish Chedesh is the babies. It's always in the babies, it's always the very first day. And the babies come to the Kabbalah. And the bones are plenty of family in pointing out that the Rebbeinis is the 31st day, in contrast to the 30th day. And then he comes, and then he says that she's a soul of Bairo on the Vesta Chedesh. And it doesn't make any difference. If the Vesta Chedesh happens to be on the 30th, she's a soul of Bairo on the 30th, and on the 31st, not. If the Vesta Chedesh is on the 31st, so she's a soul of Bairo on the 31st. So the question arises, I mean, the Chach and Sifamet is very strange. He builds up a whole binyan and to show that the Ema Benis is the 31st, not the 30th. Apparently, it's of significance whether the Ema Benis is the 30th or the 31st. And then he says, but it doesn't make any difference what the Ema Benis is. Said, she's asur the Bible on the Ema Sachidish. So if the Ema Sachidish happens to be the 31st, she's asur the Bible on the 31st. In other words, if the outgoing amount is more, so she's asur the Bible on the 31st, but if the outgoing amount is Hoseh, so then she's asur the Bible on the 30th. Not because the 30th is in the babies, because then it happens that the 30th is the Ema Sachidish. So the question is, Monefshech, if it's of no significance as to whether it's the 30th or the 31st, the important question is, what? It is only in the Sachidish that she has to retire. So why discuss all that? Why spend time? It's of no significance. So apparently the Shita of the Shach is as follows. Of course, the Shach is Chelik HaLetaz. According to the Taz, a woman who has a Vesta Shini Kavua is a soul of Bairo sometimes on one day and sometimes on 2 days in succession. Let's say, if the outgoing month is the Chosea, so she's a soul of Bairo only one day. The first of the month or the fifth of the month, it all depends when the last year took place, whether the last year was on the first of the month or the fifth of the month or the tenth of the month or the 20th of the month. But if the outgoing month is in Moed, so then she's asur the Bairo. She asur the Bairo on the Ema Sachidesh. Let's say if the last year was on the first of the month, so she's asur the Bairo on the 31st, according to the Taz, and between Tzadim Sachidesh, and on the 30th, she's also asur the Bairo. So she's asur the Bairo in the outgoing month. Is in Moed, and then she's asur the Bairo both days. She's a soul of Bible both. That's according to us. According to the Shach, she's only a soul of Bible one day. Which day? The Inzachidish. Sometimes it's the 30th as of the preceding year, and sometimes it's the 31st as of the preceding year. Not 2 days. But the Shach, emphasizes so much the fact that the Inabinimis is the 31st, why, of what significance is it? It is of significance. Apparently, the Shach, even though it doesn't spell it out, but apparently the Shach, understood the Rashi of this book the same way as the Rav Shachnov. And the Shach mentions the Rashi of this book. As a matter of fact, he's retired from the Rashi of this book, that the Ema Benis is on the 31st, not on the 30th. Because Rashi says, Yehusha bo motzom zich meim oso, lamed yeim l'hiyo, abo la'acha lamed bayo b'diki. If Rashi Shite had been like the Taz says, the Prisha says, as the Bach says, that the Ema Benis is the 30th, so he shouldn't say, la'acha lamed bayo b'diki. He should say, la'acha choftes bayo b'diki. Rashi says, la'acha lamed bayo b'diki, so it's mashma, that up to Achalamet, if the husband comes on the 30th day, so she will tell us that. So he's indicted from this Rashi, that the independence is not the 30th, but the 31st. But, as the Rav Shachanoch is indicted from Rashi, that according to Rashi, the independence is not a day on which she's a soul of Bible. But the significance of the independence consists that she is not to tell us the Bible without the digit. So the melee, this is the reason as to why the Shach discusses that point is Masik, and the Taz. The Taz says that the independence is the 30th. So he says the independence is the 31st. But then he says that she's only a Surah Bailan, then it's a Chiddush. So sometimes 6 months in the year it's the 30th, 6 months in the year it's the 31st. So why did he argue with the Taz? It's of no relevance. The answer is it is of relevance. According to the Shah, so the independence is the 31st, and the independence is the 31st. But the significance of the independence consists in the fact that on the 31st, even if the Ines HaChidosh, suppose the outgoing month is a Chosin, so then the Ines HaChidosh will be the 30th. So then she's a Surah Bailah on the 30th. So on the 30th, she's a Surah Bailah according to the Shah. And even with 100 tikkes, which are clean, she's still a Surah Bailah on the 30th, if the outgoing month is a Chosin. But then, the following day, she's in Teres the Bailah. But on the following day, she's only with Teres the Bailah if she makes a tikkes. But if she doesn't make a tikkes, that's all the Bailah. Why? Because it's the Ibanez. So the significance of the Ibanez, whether it's the 30th or the 31st, is in regard to the requirement of a tikkes. But as far as being a Surah Bailah is concerned, it doesn't depend upon the Ibanez. That depends upon a Nesachidosh. So that is the shite of the Shach. Then the shite of the Chavis Das is he agrees with the Taz that there are two separate Enes, that a woman is a soul of the Bible if she has a best chin for one. One is in the Bayanis and one is in the Sahidish. But whereas the Taz shite is that the Bayanis is the 30th, and then in 6 months in the year, so she's a Surah Bailah on the 31st, also Mitzad, and it's a Chiddush. The Chavis Das shita is just the reverse. In other words, he agrees with the Taz that she's a Surah Bailah on the Inabinis and then it's a Chiddush. But where is the Taz shita is that the Inabinis is the 30th? He's always the 30th. And then it's a Chiddush of 6 months in the year. It's the 30th, and 6 months in the year is the 31st. He says just the reverse. So he says, the independence is always, the Chavis Das says, on the 31st. And 6 months of the year, so the 31st is also the Pesach Chiddush. But other 6 months in the year, so the Pesach Chiddush is the 30th. So those 6 months of the year shall be Asur and the Ines HaChidosh and also on the 31st. Now, so this being of the Taz, that the Taz says that she's Chisheshes to the Ines HaChidosh and to the Ibanez, so that's not strange at all. As a matter of fact, most poskim agree with the Taz, not with the Shach. And that's the minhag, I mean, to remark that a woman who has a Beis Shini Kavua should be a Surah Bailah on the 30th, in no months, and on the 31st, when the 31st happens to be the Ines HaChidosh. But in this context, so the Taz is strange. He says, here we are discussing, the Rambam discusses a case where the woman is sodah on the first of the year 20. So the Rambam says, on the first of the year she's a soul. So he says, the proportion that not only on the first of the year, but on the 30th of Nisi, the first day of Ishrei year, the 30th of Nisi, she's also a soul. Why is she a soul? Because of the Inabinis. So he says as follows, Poshu, she come town, she has come to Malev, and she's here. She will be Ishrei Shinari, the Ishrei Shinari. Why doesn't the explain it? It So the Bach says no. That when the Ramo says Achubiyah, it means Achubiyah. The second Rishchayish Yasso. The first Rishchayish Yasso, she is not a soul. She is not a soul. No, can Achubiyah. She mamin or she mechishes. So in Malif the Rishchayish. Do you doubt you want to be Atzmei? She goes after you. Ruas on the Shredish Nisim. Chishesh is the Shredish Yer. Behind the Levites in the Shredish. Which goes to the Atzmei. So he says, the Bach is